Welcome back to Right Side Radio. Sorry, I had to finish my cashews.
She's eating.
It's very professional, isn't it? I don't know. I got hungry. I didn't have a very big lunch. Should have eaten a bigger lunch. Anyway, do we have any texts?
We do.
What's going on over there?
We actually got a text about something we were talking about earlier because we included in the montage the Muslim crying because people were eating bacon in front of him. But Chris from Stared, Alabama says he's listening about 15 minutes behind, so this may have been addressed. But in regards to the Muslims and the bacon, he read a report that said these men were yelling at them while the Muslims were praying, saying things like, "You don't have a bomb on, do you? And go back to where you came from. I'm a Christian and do not condone those actions if that's what happened." I would agree. If that was what happened, I don't necessarily agree with that. But if these people were arrested for just simply eating bacon...
You really agree with that?
Agree with what?
They should have been arrested for just yelling.
Oh no! I'm just saying, as a Christian, I don't endorse or encourage that to happen. I don't think they should have been arrested. No.
So, if you would like to protest Muslims taking over your town, what is the correct way to do it as a Christian?
I think like what we saw in Dearborn of the marches. Christians against Islamification, I think that's great. I think speaking at the city council meetings is great as well. But I don't think it's a great look on Christians to verbally assault and demean. And I know this may sound like a leftist, you know, whatever, verbally assault, but I think it's much, much better and effective for us to protest, you know, on the streets, speak at city council meetings than demeaning or, you know, yelling things at Muslims while they're praying. I think there's much better and more effective ways for our cause to go about it.
Let's say I don't know if they were Christians. Do you?
Oh, the people who were arrested?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen that either.
So let's say they weren't Christians, or let's say they were. And they got caught up in the moment and they started yelling things that they shouldn't have. The end result was still they were arrested.
Exactly. And I don't think that's right.
Regardless if you're a Christian or not.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Christian-like, we can debate that. It's terrifying that there was, as far as I know, and I tell me if I'm wrong, there was no physical assault. It's basically like you were being bullied in the middle school hall and they were arrested.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
I do too.
I don't think if the shoe had been on the other foot.
Oh, that's for sure.
That they would have been arrested. Even if it had, I would argue that they shouldn't have been. Now, the difference is, I guess, you can't disturb the peace. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. You can't cause a scene. I don't know where that line is drawn. Which brings me to House Bill 51 that was filed in Alabama by Representative Givens, who I'm pretty sure... I can't remember. There's Givens and there's Givens. Anyway... This bill is interesting. It's going to Judiciary Committee. Crimes and offenses, assault in the second degree, harassment, and harassing communications further provided. So you start going through the bill. It's all about the harassment of elected officials and assault, intent to assault. Okay? It doesn't say actual assault. It says if you have the intent to assault, to physically harm an elected official, a healthcare worker, it's really kind of weird what it goes through. A peace officer, a correctional officer, an emergency medical service personnel, a utility worker, or a firefighter. So with intent to cause physical injury to a teacher, an employee of public educational institutions... And it goes on with intent, not an actual assault. Okay, with intent. It makes it a felony. And then it goes on to say, let's see. It goes on to talk about harassment. A person commits the crime of harassment if, with intent to harass, annoy, or alarm another individual, he or she does either of the following. Strikes, shoves, kicks, or otherwise touches, directs abusive or obscene language, or makes an obscene gesture. For the purpose of this section, harassment shall include a threat, verbal or nonverbal, made with the intent to carry out the threat. Harassment is a Class C misdemeanor. The person who commits a crime of harassing communications, if with the intent to harass or alarm another. It doesn't say you do go through with it. It says you have the intent. I have an issue with this bill. If you remember years ago, and I can't even remember if it passed or not, it was during COVID and the Summer of Love, BLM, and all that crap. There was a bill that was filed to specify that the gathering of 8 or more people was considered basically a riot. You could call that a riot. Okay. Well, what does that do? 8 of us leave this office and we walk out there and we decide to protest against the COVID vaccine. They can just call us a riot and arrest us. The same thing with this intent. This is a very slippery slope. If you pick up the phone and you call someone and then your daughter calls and clicks in and you have to hang up and pick up her call, they could say, well, you had intent to annoy. Y'all, it doesn't end.
Yeah, it's all subjective.
It's all subjective. It is terrifying. And this is happening in Alabama. Be careful. It's kind of the legal immigration versus illegal immigration. Don't ask for legal immigration.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what Trump is bringing us to the tune of 600,000 Chinese students.
That's true.
Okay.
And the stupid break has interrupted our rant.
Stupid break. Pay the bills. We'll be right back.